Welcome, Telltellers, to today's episode. And it's very special. Jace York has written a story about how I came to be, and I'm absolutely flattered to say the least. When I saw this come through, I snapped this up and could not wait to read the story. I was eager to find out myself. And I promise you, it's one hell of a story. So a very special thank you to you, Jace. Whilst I'm on the topic of thanking, time for some shoutouts from the fans who have liked, shared, reposted, or supported this channel in any way. Let's get to it. Troy Shaw, I haven't had a chance to review my last episode, but I'll take on board your feedback regarding the audio skips. When I find them, they're gone. I'll make sure that they're all fixed. Thanks for the quality control, mate, and your feedback is always appreciated. Cheers, mate. Sin, you powerhouse listener. Cheers for the likes on loads of my episodes. I'm super grateful for your support. Thank you so much, Sin. Not Ready to Adult? A contributor, a commenter, and a liker. My goodness. You are fantastic. I am so lucky to have fans like this. Thanks. Arkan Brother, the powerhouse creator, liker, reposter, and leading tale teller as far as original authors go. Not to mention me coming back to my SoundCloud profile full of likes. Thank you so much for the support. And, of course, as mentioned, today's story. Katie Sturgill, otherwise known as Katie World XYX. You legend, I hope I got your name right. Thank you so much for the huge amount of likes. You're a star. Just so you know, Telltellers, Caitlin is a YouTube narrator herself and produces videos of her own that are just awesome. I'll include her link in the episode notes, just as a special thank you to her. There are also two podcasts I want to shout out to. The Little Podcast of Horrors. If you like true crime, serial killers, horror movies, and disappearances, check this one out. Thank you for the follow, and I return the favor. I love that sort of stuff. And the Crazy Town Podcast. They cover anything weird and wacky in the world, and normally have a slice of comedy in between. Great show, and thank you for the constant likes and reposts. I really do appreciate it. Okay, Telltellers. An origin story like no other. Turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something original. My name is Jamie, but my friends call me James, mostly because of my tomboy nature. But this is about the man who saved my life. He calls himself the Tale Teller, and here's how he did it. Like I said, I'm not much of a girly girl, and this got me picked on as a kid and ridiculed as an adult. And since my parents wanted a normal girl and not what they got, so I never really got along with them. So you can imagine my depression. I could never hold a job, and some days I couldn't even get out of bed. So that night, on the old stone bridge, standing on the edge ready to relieve the world of me, was when I heard him. You know, whatever shit you're going through, if you end your life like that, what waits for you at the bottom and the rest of eternity is much worse. That, I can guarantee. Not even looking at him, I responded, and how would you know that? Well, I don't know from experience, but I've been to hell and heaven, and I've never seen suicide victims in heaven. I don't think the big man would let it happen. He sat next to me and looked me in the eyes, and as I looked back at him, I saw the age in his eyes. He appeared young, but his eyes told a different story. I saw the wisdom in them, and in the words that the man had to say. I felt myself fall for about a second before I suddenly was yanked back up. I was confused for a moment until I realized what had happened.
I got you.
That man had stopped me from falling and was holding me up by the belt with one hand like it wasn't an issue at all.
All right, I see, he said.
He set me down before saying in a stern voice, sit. And I proceeded to do so.
I'm going to tell you a tale. This is the tale of the time I lost everything. I may not look it, but I'm 317 years old, and I hunt monsters. Yes, monsters like vampires, trolls, and cave ghouls. However, I mostly hunt skinwalkers, and for good reason. I'm looking for one particular skinwalker that goes by the name Hort Essa. which is German for skin eater. He is the one who ruined my life. You see, I had a picture-perfect life. I was married to the most beautiful woman I'd ever laid my eyes on, Laura. I had two daughters, Isabel and Mary, both whom I loved with all of my heart. But my job was a hard one at times. I had to cross the state of Georgia with all sorts of goods, trade with the capital, and head back to my village. One day on my way back to my village, I met someone. Their wagon had broke a wheel, and the one man there was trying to fix it. I pulled over and helped him by giving him a spare wheel I kept with me. I had been in the same predicament, and someone once helped me the same way. So, when we were done fixing this, and set to head on his way home, he offered me something. A weapon I've never seen before. The man then pulled from the strap on his back to reveal a spear. But at the end of it, where the spearhead would be, it looked like a sword blade. It was curved and had a flat back. The man then said, "My name is Hort, and I'd like to repay you for helping me." He said the blade was called a Puttau, and that it had magical properties. But magic always has costs. I didn't know what those magical properties or the costs were at the time. But I for sure know now. I gladly accepted, assuming I could use it as a grass-cutting tool. As soon as I grabbed onto the blade, I was filled with a rush of energy and intensity, so much that I blacked out. When I came to, it was snowing, and I was on top of a hill, on the edge of the forest I was just in. I looked around for a minute before realizing I was near my village, but a sense of safety did not warm me in the cold. But the fire burning my hometown sure did. I could not only hear and see people screaming and people running around, but I could see something but couldn't make it out. But before I could even begin to wonder, I heard a voice from behind me say,
"Thanks for helping us find your village."
It was the man I helped earlier, but his voice was contorted and warped. I turned and saw what I now know to be a skinwalker. An alpha skinwalker, to be exact. He was huge. I barely came up to his knee. He walked and stood beside me, looking at my burning town, paying me short notice before looking to his right and saying,
"Don't you live over there?"
And on top of the hill to my right was my house, being destroyed by those creatures which I later found out were regular skinwalkers. I ran. I ran faster than ever before to get to my family. But when I got there, I was too late. My family had been slaughtered and were being devoured before my very eyes. I didn't know how to react. At first, I just fell forward and threw up. But then, I was filled with rage. I looked up from the ground and noticed some of the skinwalkers saw me and were staking their way towards me as if hunting me. I put one hand forward to stand myself up when I felt my hand land on the weapon I was given. That's when the first of many struck. He jumped me, but out of reflex I ducked and held the weapon up. The blade cut the creature all the way down from top to bottom. The one behind me leaped the same way, only for me to turn and cut the creature's jaw clean off. But two was all I was able to manage before I was swarmed by the beasts and torn to pieces. But I wasn't eaten. I thought I was done. But a few hours later I awoke, still in the same spot. But I was fine. No cuts, gashes, or bite marks. That's when I felt the energy running from the weapon to me. I knew this thing had healed me and was going to keep me alive forever. And that's when I realized the price. The cost was my life. The alpha came to my sobbing, helpless form in the snow and said,
"Happy hunting."
before running off with the rest of his pack, besides the two I killed. I tried countless times to end my life afterwards, only for the weapon that I found out I couldn't get rid of to revive me moments or hours after my wounds were inflicted. Now, I hunt the monsters, killing them with the only weapon that can kill all monsters, killing them with the reminder of my family, killing them with the thing that took my life. After that story, I had tears running down my face. He looked at me for a moment before getting up to leave.
"Wait!"
I shouted. "Who are you?" He stopped walking before turning and saying, "I am the Tale Teller." After this, I saw a fog of large blue cross the street, and without a word, the man drew his weapon and walked calmly into the fog. Holy Toledo! I loved this story. I mean, I am biased, yes. This is one story to keep, though. Thank you so much, Jace York, aka Arkan Brother, for the story. I assure you I won't be forgetting this one, and I can't wait for the next set of stories from the Tale Teller. Cheers, mate. A big thank you to all you listeners, and Jace York is yet another example of why I love this podcast. And over here it's Friday, so have yourself a fantastic day or night, and an even more fantastic weekend. And let me know what you think about this story. Liked it? Disliked it? Be kind though, there are people behind these stories, okay? Let me know in the comments below, or by rating the channel on the platform you use. Thanks again, listeners. Well, Tale Tellers, this is the place where stories live, and you Tale Tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.